Kosovo seceded from Serbia only 3 years ago, but the government there has had a decade's worth of political crises. The latest was an inability to agree on a president. That was resolved last month when parliament chose a respected but largely unknown police commander for the job. The U.S. ambassador to Kosovo brokered the agreement. That's prompted some criticism in the form of a comic strip, and you might recognize some of the characters. Nate Tabak reports from Pristina.
In early April, squabbling over who would be the next president threatened to bring down Kosovo's government for the second time in 6 months. Then U.S. Ambassador Christopher Dell appeared on TV with top political leaders to announce a solution, a president almost no one had heard of.
The three of you.
That's Dell corralling the prime minister and two party heads for a photo op. The scene didn't sit well with Fizniki Smiley.
I myself felt sick when I saw it.
3 years ago, Ismaili created the symbol of optimism for the newly independent Kosovo. It's a sculpture in Pristina that spells out newborn in giant yellow letters. Ismaili wasn't feeling optimistic when he watched that April press conference. Then he noticed something.
At that very moment, I thought of one of the characters of The Simpsons, the comic book guy, who resembles the ambassador.
The comic book guy, who actually does look a bit like Dell, is the oversized nerd who's voiced by Hank Azaria on the animated series. He's known for outbursts like this.
Without a doubt, the worst episode ever. Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
Ismaili decided to register his disgust at what he sees as the hijacking of Kosovo's democracy. But he had something more in mind than a tweet or a simple Facebook status update.
I took that character and some other characters from The Simpsons, put them together and made my first episode, just like a mock-up, a parody of The Simpsons, called it The Pimpsons, because I consider these people to be the pimps of Kosovo.
Ismaili, who's active in a nationalist opposition party, posted his digital comic strip on Facebook. More than 40 editions later, The Pimpsons has become something of an internet sensation in Kosovo. The Facebook page boasts more than 11,000 fans. One even produced a batch of cigarette lighters emblazoned with the Pimpsons logo. In the comics, Dell is the chief pimp and monarch of Kosovo, and Ismaili spares almost no prominent political figure. The Pimpsons is also chock full of profanity and sexual references, and it offers a biting satirical look at political events in a kind of comic strip version of The Daily Show.
It's a totally new alternative way of expressing free thoughts about negative phenomena in Kosovo.
Krenar Gashi runs the Kosovar Institute for Policy Research and Development. He says the Pimpsons gives voice to the growing anger over the U.S. ambassador's public role in Kosovo politics.
He was creating the news. He was making the news. The U.S. policy in Kosovo was being conducted publicly. And for the first time, the public had more insights to the diplomatic interventions in policymaking and decision-making in Kosovo.
The United States has been revered in Kosovo ever since it led the 1999 NATO intervention here. But Ismaili says Dell's actions could damage the U.S. image.
He's not doing any favor to the U.S. reputation in Kosovo in general.
The U.S. Embassy in Kosovo didn't respond to requests for an interview for this story. Petrit Salimi owns a comic-themed cafe, Strip Depot, in Pristina. He's a big Pimpsons fan. But he's also a member of the ruling political party, a prime target for the Pimpsons.
It's very hilarious. Characters are spot on in terms of visual identity. But in terms of political message, I think it's a little bit off from what actually happens in Kosovo's political landscape.
Salimi also takes issue with the portrayal of Dell as Kosovo's puppet master. He says the ambassador did Kosovo a great service in breaking months of political deadlock.
I have no qualms about the involvement of U.S. ambassador in Kosovo politics. I think it's all good.
Ismaili clearly doesn't agree. And he's convinced that Simpsons creator Matt Groening would see things his way, though he's never actually contacted Groening, let alone asked to borrow his characters.
If he could understand what I write, and if he could understand the political situation in Kosovo, he would probably send me 3 or 4 people to help me out.
For The World, I'm Nate Tabak in Pristina.